Good tune, too. I like that tune. That's nice work from Craig on the buttons, doing great things for us as always. Tell you who does great work, Danny Widler for Channel 9 is the chief NRL reporter, and there's a fair bit happening in that world. He joins us again. Danny, good morning.
Morning, gents.
Great to have you with us, mate. Appreciate your time as always. And there's a lot happening in the world of the NRL. We are very obviously focused on the Melbourne Storm. We've locked in a top two spot. They tell me they might play the reserve grade team this week. Is that right?
Well, look, there's every reason that the Storm should rest players. I mean, they've been fantastic throughout the year in, we'd have to say, a trying circumstances. I know everyone thinks going up to Sunshine Coast is a breeze, but, you know, it's still away from home. And they're also, you know, they're trying to stay connected with Melbourne in the best possible way they can. And I think if there is the opportunity to rest some players, why not take it? It's been a different sort of season this year where there's been no buys and no downtime because of Origin. So it's a different beast this year's competition. And if you can rest a few players, do so.
We've seen some fantastic performances through the year, not only from Melbourne Storm, but the Panthers. It's 14 on the trot or something, isn't it, for the Panthers? I mean, this performance has been out of this world by them. How have they done it?
They are the fittest team in the comp. They are young. They are fresh. They've got... it's just come together beautifully for that side. I mean, going into this year, nobody would have said they would do what they're doing. After a few games of this season, I started to feel like they could do it because they were fresh and young and without injury. They've had a few bumps here and there with injury, but their main players have been able to play a lot of football. And they are looking so strong and so fit. And in this year's competition where the game is a fair bit faster and there's less stoppages, it's really suited the way that they play football. Their attacking coach is a guy called Trent Barrett, who's going to be the Bulldogs coach next year, and he's got their attack working beautifully, but their defence has been remarkable as well. They go through the opening 20 minutes of almost every game this year. They've gone through almost every game this year, but they haven't conceded a try in that time. So whilst they're a very flashy team, their defence is fantastic as well.
Oh, they've been absolutely magnificent, have the Panthers. Down the other end of the table, though, it hasn't been a great year for the Broncos. We've touched on them a little bit. And Darius Boyd is about to farewell the game after a magnificent career.
Yeah, his career, it's been fantastic at a lot of levels. The last couple of years, unfortunately, have been poor. And a lot of people haven't been happy with him in Brisbane over the last couple of years. But previously, he was a fantastic player for Queensland, the Broncos and Australia. The Broncos year, though, I think they've been the most disappointing franchise in Australian sport. They've been absolutely terrible. Their for and against differential this year is something like -330-odd, which is just terrible. And given that we've only had, you know, the shortened season, I would hate to think what it would be like if the season was the full length, because that must be one of the all-time worst performances for any team. And their coach had to go. And, you know, they've got some good players. It's just their attitude has sucked this year.
Yeah, well, Matty Tripp, the chairman of the Storm, gave me a bit of a clip yesterday or the other day as well. Called them toxic, trying to pinch all their people, the coach, the captain, and their CEO. They're trying to pinch, you reckon? So he's not happy with them at all. But can I ask you about the Redcliffe Dolphins? A, where is Redcliffe? And how come they've jumped over the Brisbane Bombers as a nominated team in the rugby league? $100 million proposal they've put to get into the competition, Danny.
Yeah, I have to be honest, I don't know a lot about the proposal. I know that it started to come to light yesterday in terms of what they're going to do. But there is an appetite to have a team in Brisbane. I mean, in rugby league, the ideal situation for the broadcaster is for Brisbane to be on all the time and like as much Brisbane content as possible, because Queensland is seen as such a stronghold in theory for rugby league. And they want a Brisbane derby, and they want two strong teams in Brisbane. So yeah, Redcliffe sound like they've got a very impressive setup. I don't know a lot about it, and I don't know the full details of how come they're such a powerhouse. I know they own a lot of assets up there. And it'll be fascinating to see this as it goes forward. My biggest concern, though, for Boer League is that when it comes to expansion is whether we've got enough good players to fill these teams. Because at the moment, you look at a team like the Bulldogs, and a lot of those players, unfortunately, are substandard. You look now even at the Broncos and the Cowboys, and you've got to question they're strongholds for the game, but the quality of the players that they're putting out there on the field, they're not great. So I do worry about whether there's enough good quality personnel. Forget about the money, forget about the assets. You want a spectacle, you want teams to be competitive, and I worry about that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point, I reckon. Expansion, any sport, you've got to have the caliber of player to come in and have an impact and be good enough at the level. I reckon that's a really good conversation. Danny, well done to you as always. Looking forward to finding out more about it on Channel 9 and on your Twitter stuff as well. We love it. Appreciate your time again.
I hope you're all well down there. Thank you very much.
We're going okay. Appreciate the sentiment. Channel